President Biden had an interesting week. That's a good word. Anticipated failures in Congress continued as Senate Republicans blocked voting rights legislation. Democratic Senators Manchin and Sinema also joined the GOP to block any change with the Senate filibuster. That pretty much makes it, 3 months of wasted time, basically spent on pushing voting rights as well as Build Back Better, which everyone knew was were going to fail. Result of this hasn't been talk about the GOP being a roadblock either. Democrat Senators Manchin and Sinema are getting the spotlight regarding these topics. Then this past Wednesday, President Biden held a 2-hour news conference, second formal press conference during his first year in office. During those 2 hours, Biden may have stumbled onto a plan moving forward into the midterms, certainly stumbled on foreign affairs big time, and finally did something he should have been doing over the past year. Let's start with that last concept. Biden opened the press conference by reviewing actual accomplishments by his administration during the first year, not just listing them, but detailing what they meant for Americans. Yeah, Biden waited a year before doing this. Contrast that with when Trump was president. Every time he successfully tied his shoes or remembered to wipe his butt, he went out and held a rally and talked about it for 3 hours. Biden did make news during the 2 hours, several ways, not all of them positive. He made it clear that moving forward, it will be pieces of the Build Back Better plan and voting rights legislation that will be voted on. And as that was being revealed, it was also reported that GOP Senator Susan Collins has started an exploration of the Electoral Count Act of 1887 that defines the role of the vice president and others regarding election certification. She wants to look at ways to better define those roles so as to avoid that ceremony event being used to create another January 6th insurrection. In a piece-by-piece process, the onus will actually wind up being even more on the Republicans. Will they continue to block programs the majority of Americans approve of, what they want, what they need, or will there be at least 10 Senate Republicans, for example, who give those programs their vote and support? Also mentioned that Biden may have stumbled onto a midterm strategy for Democrats. Biden, during the press conference, asked the question, what's the Republicans for? Simple question, where an answer by the GOP has been pretty much absent. Just this past week, as a matter of fact, Newsmax reporter asked Trump what the GOP strategy should be if the Republicans regain the House and the Senate majorities. Trump's response, the GOP needs to regain the House and Senate majorities. That's a Republican plan. After that, who knows? Biden's raising concerns about whether the midterm elections would be legit. And that caused some to scream, conspiracy! No, that was when Trump made the claim in 2016, 2020. Biden said it's out of fact-based concern over how many locations at various levels Trump cult members are working to get fellow Trump cult members into vote-counting positions. As someone once said, it's more important who counts the votes than who actually votes. Who said that? Joseph Stalin. The big Biden slip during the press conference was when it sounded like Biden said, well, if Russia makes a minor incursion into Ukraine, what are you going to do? Putin's going to do it anyway. Well, here's that audio.
We've had very frank discussions, Vladimir Putin and I, and the idea that NATO is not going to be united, I don't buy. I've spoken to every major NATO leader. We've had the NATO-Russian summit. We've had the OSCE has met, et cetera. And so I think what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion, and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, et cetera. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia if they further invade Ukraine, and that our allies and partners are ready to impose severe cost and significant harm on Russia and the Russian economy.
Yeah, the White House press office broke out the moss and buckets to clean that one up. Next day, Biden took another swing on that pitch as well. You don't think China hears something like that from the president, looks over at Taiwan and goes, Now, to his credit, Biden even took questions at the press conference from, well, shall we say, some of the unfriendlies, including the White House reporters from Fox News and Newsmax, which I think that was only to give them a chance to embarrass themselves, which they did with their irrelevant personal attacks that they were trying to masquerade as actual questions. So, did the press conference cool down the heat Biden's getting from supporters who look at no delivery of Build Back Better, and especially voting rights? Not entirely. There are quite a few who are really tired of talking and excuses. They want to see proof that Biden isn't like that new driver in the snow for the first time who goes into a slide and doesn't know what to do about it.